Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
The issue of life transcends anybody's petty politics. This goes to the very heart of who we are as a country.
What I see about Governor Romney is that he says, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he's raised from the dead, and, you know, he's my Savior. I see him as being a believer in Christ like me.
There's an Occupy Faith in Boston, there's an Occupy Faith in Oakland, there's an Occupy Faith in Washington, D.C., there's an Occupy Faith in Chicago. And there are more and more of these groups that are primarily faith leaders.
When you're talking about a fully devoted Christ follower, where's the focus? The focus is not on Christ, the focus is on self. And when the focus is on self, it's always wrong.
Homeschool families love Issues Etc. We have issues.
If you want to be president of the United States, you are going to have to accept the fact that your life will be the subject of microscopic scrutiny, every part of your life. And if you're wealthy and you want to be president of the United States, you should expect their finances to be run through with a fine-tooth comb. We're kind of in the process of doing that through the media with, all of the candidates, but in particular Mitt Romney. A former governor of Massachusetts, famous Mormon, is getting the attention, especially for his 10% tithe to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. How has the media been covering that particular issue? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 27th of January. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Bobby Ross Jr. will join us here for a few minutes to talk about how the media is covering Mitt Romney's tithing, also a West Texas school that trains cowboy pastors. A little bit later, we'll go through the Issues Etc. comment line. Especially our on-demand listeners like to leave questions, comments, criticisms for the show, and we'll get to as many of them as we can a little bit later in the program. That number, by the way, 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. We'll be playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in the last half hour of the program. You can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Of course, you can listen in advance at our website, issuesetc.org. Several places there for you to listen to the soundbites. Pick which one you think should be Soundbite of the Week and vote, or you can wait until we play Soundbite of the Week in about a half hour and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Bobby Ross Jr. is a regular guest. He's an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 20 years' experience for secular and religious publications from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You found something. This is obviously a story covered in the press at big outlets everywhere, but you found something in the Sacramento Bee that you found interesting about Mitt Romney, his finances, and in particular, his charitable donations to the LDS Church.
Yeah, this story was interesting with the fact that it took kind of the big story that everybody knew about, the fact that Mitt Romney gives 10% of his income to the church, and said, well, isn't that pretty typical among Christian denominations across the board? And what they found and what they reported is actually no, that, you know, that giving among Christian faith groups in general is less than 3%, and that there's even kind of a backlash among some, I guess among a majority of pastors, who say we shouldn't be focused on the 10% number, but should be focused on sacrificial giving and focused on giving from the heart and that kind of thing, as opposed to the number.
Now, you say that even though they handled this in a great way, they came at it at an angle that was really interesting. If you were the editor in this case, you'd have a few notes. What would they be?
Yeah, I had a few different notes. One of the things that struck me in reading the story, well, the first thing was right at pie. It says that Mitt Romney tithed his 10%, and he gave $4.1 million out of his $43 million in income. And thought, wait a minute, I got my calculator out, and that's 9.5%. And that would be the question I would have asked the reporter right off as well. What's up with that? How in the world do you end up with 9.5% there? Because obviously there's a reason for that, but the story left that question unclear.
The way that the numbers were laid out in the story, what were your concerns there?
The story I'm reading online is the second graph, and they've just got the numbers side by side, 4.1 million given out of 43 million in income. And after doing that post and a little more research, it turns out that's really not uncommon among Mormons, and specifically in the case of Romney. The thing that the B didn't include in their story that they could have is the fact that he tithes his 10% based on what he expects to make in income in a given year, and so he may be given an end-of-year contribution before he knows exactly what his total income is. So I think, some of the numbers I saw in an AP story, he had given maybe 7% in 2010 and was raising that to 12 or 13% in 2011 to make up for the difference that he didn't hit the previous year. And apparently that's pretty common among Mormons, is that their actual percentage will vary from year to year just because they may not know exactly what the total income was, if that makes sense.
The story also included a reference to Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, and his so-called reverse tithing, his 90% tithe. What were your concerns about the way Warren was introduced into the story?
Well, there were a couple of concerns. One was it called him, it said evangelist Rick Warren, and that's been, especially for our founder and guru Terry Mattingly at Get Religion, he gets a little hot under the collar when evangelist is used in any sense except for someone who someone who's traveling around evangelizing, that kind of preacher. And Rick Warren is obviously a well-known megachurch pastor, and he's an author and all that. But as far as he's using evangelist as the description to describe him, that's probably not the most precise way to put that. And the other thing I had that hit me from just a journalistic perspective is it said he reportedly keeps 10% of his earnings. And that word reportedly just, rumor, you could just as easily say according to rumors or, somebody's friend told somebody. And, to me, you need a source there. And that, that's something that's pretty widely known. So I would think there would be a pretty easy source, maybe even Warren's own church website or past writings to verify that without a kind of a crutchy word like reportedly.
And then finally on that story, you also say that they could have done a little more digging into a broader Christian perspective, in fact, including perhaps some figures regarding Roman Catholic giving.
Right, because they quote Mormons, and then it seems like the rest of the people they quote, at least they appear to me to be evangelical Christians, which obviously there's a lot of evangelical Christians in Sacramento, but you go look at the stats from the Sacramento County, and about half the religious adherents in that county are Catholic. So you would think they would, would want to include some perspective in that story. Well, this is what's going on with Catholics, especially, which some of the main survey that they used to attribute their numbers pointed out that Catholic giving is even less than it is among evangelical Christians and some of the other faith groups.
With a few minutes left to us here, you also came across something in the Denver Post on a different subject, and many people would just giggle to hear the term cowboy pastor. What was there in the Denver Post?
Well, it just had a trend story, kind of the basic angle or perspective being that, cowboys in the West, known for, I guess, the alcoholism having been a problem out on, the cattle runs and pretty rough and tumble, the gun, not necessarily the gunfights like you see on TV, but, the brawling and fighting being a pretty big thing, and a lot of relationships with women and that kind of thing. And I guess the idea being that among a big segment of evangelical Christianity, that they've been able to kind of bring some cowboys into the Christian fold by doing things like having church services in barns or under a shaded tree on the ranch or something like that, or at a rodeo or stock show, and kind of looking at trends among reaching that segment of the population through kind of services that are probably less stringent or less formal than you might find in a typical church.
You were a little concerned that this particular story in the Denver Post was oversimplified. What do you mean by that?
Well, the whole idea, I guess, was that, you know, that all the cowboys up until the 1970s, they were all immoral, bad dudes, and then suddenly this cowboy church movement started, and then all of a sudden cowboys started turning their lives around. And I mean, it's a nice storyline, but it seems oversimplified to me. I can't imagine that, you know, that there weren't some Christian cowboys way back when, and that all of a sudden this neat idea of cowboy churches suddenly had that big an impact.
Do you think that it could have benefited from perhaps some direct quotes?
Yeah, I think so. I think it could have benefited from just a little more research, and maybe, you know, they did quote one historian, but I think maybe some more historical experts on the Western culture and cowboy culture would have been helpful, as well as probably, you know, just a little more digging into some of the numbers and some of the trends.
Bobby Ross Jr. is an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 20 years of experience writing for secular and religious publications from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we're going to be going through the Issues Etc. listener comment line. That means you, our listeners, have left comments at our 24-hour comment line, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Questions, comments, show suggestions, criticism, it's all there, and we'll try and get to as much of it as we can in the next few minutes of Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, January the 27th. How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Schuerman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It's here, it's here, it's finally here. Lutheran Catechesis Catechist Edition, a comprehensive guide to catechesis for a Lutheran congregation, including expanded helps on the catechism, a section of catechesis on the table of duties, Christian vocation, and learn-by-heart schedules for the congregation at prayer. Order yours today from the Concordia Catechetical Academy at peacesussex.org.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.